Time to talk some rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing this morning, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mate, starting with local rugby, what's happening?
Yeah, congratulations to both Bailey Park from Scone and also Joey Fowler from Narrabri. They played for the New South Wales under-18s. They beat our boy-headed friend over the Prince over the border on the weekend, which is great to see. And they should find their way into the Warra path very, very quickly. So congratulations to them. Sadly, for a lot of our kids that are off to play in the space that it comes to rep rugby, was washed out in Sydney. But the 29th of this month in Bass will be the City versus Country Games, and we'll have both the Newcastle and Central North kids when they have their time over sometime in August. So we've got, it's about 40 kids, which is a lot of kids for both those zones. So all the best to them moving on. Find out more through nswcountryrugby.com.au. Local rugby, of course, we do have Ladies' Day there at Scone for the Belmont Hotel, Scone Brumbies in Aberdeen Street.
Yes.
As they take on the top of the table are in Scone and Red Devils in this round of the Santos Central North Rugby Premiership. In other games, the Crindle Lions take on the Santos Central, Blue Bulls. The Magugugule Mori Wee Bola Bulls take on Mocha. And Inverell take on Tamworth Pirates up there at Inverell. You can find out more through cnru.com.au. Of course, in the Newcastle comp there, there'll be no divisional this week as they're trying to thrash out what's going on with Lake Macquarie. But big day down there at Mirror of the Carlton. There's always been a bit of a link between Mirror of the Carlton and the Singing and Earth Moving Bulls. That'll be at Townsend Oval. So look out for that through the Singing and Facebook page. But in other games there, of course, we've got Southern Beaches up against Dawson Bay, Uni up against Hamilton Hawks. And of course, in the ladies there in round 11, we've got Uni up against Hamilton Hawks. We've got Waratahs up against the crew there from Wanderers, and Madawi are away there to Maitland. Also, the Wildfires are at home this weekend at number 2 Sports Ground as they take on the very improving Parramatta 2 Blues.
Yeah, the 2 Blues have been awesome lately. Also, well done to Tim Partridge and the Singleton Bulls. A good victory in first grade against Southern Beaches last weekend. Now, Wixie, you've got an exclusive for it. What is it?
Yeah, of course, in the past we've been able to give you the story about the eToro Rugby Championships being on. Of course, with our away games there for the Cadbury Wallabies in Argentina, two at home at the Adelaide Oval at the end of next month, and also, of course, at the SFS. And we have the split experience that is the Bledisloe Cup. Also, we've been able to give you the story, of course, of the Sydney Sevens, which will be on in late January. You can find out more through sydneysevens.com.au. Where that'll be held, we'll try and find out in the fullness of time. But the biggie, of course, is we've had a bit of rumblings, as we said to you last week, about a new national rugby competition. The mob who are ponying up to maybe do something, and that is actually Fox Sports.
Ooh.
So from what I've been told, that they're looking to get back into it. Well, there's some of their peripheral stuff like newspapers and that people don't necessarily want to engage in, and start to put rugby back into the papers. And the simple fact is they want the NRC. They've been getting plenty of evidence that people want a national rugby competition, and that's why the chairman of Australian Rugby is doing a lot of heavy lifting in all the slagging off of the Kiwis. It's a national comp that we'll be looking for. We've given you the details of it last week with an 8-10 team competition. Something should be out about that in the next 2 weeks. Also interested to see, with Channel 9 rating 600,000 people for the watching of the game on the weekend, the test. No effort at all by Channel 9 or NBN, but still 600,000 watched. They may pick up the last 2 years of that option in 2024 and 25. So look out for a story about that in the next couple of weeks as well.
Well, you can count me as one of them who was watching it on their streaming services on the weekend. And what a fantastic performance by the Wallabies. A man down for nearly 50 minutes. They had everything go against them in the second half, and they finished full of running, albeit for a couple of tries at the end there that the Poms snuck away with.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. The New Zealand referee actually gave the Wallaby, an Australian team, a scrum penalty.
Yeah.
And that was a big turning point. Michael Herbert getting smacked across the chops and Billy Vilavatu being sent to the sin bin. Again, in Super Rugby, he would have been red carded. Of course, the hair-pulling stuff, you know, like Johnny Hill, he should never be playing international rugby again, but he's a POM, so they'll let it through. But
yeah.
I have not seen in 20 years someone have their hair pulled in professional rugby in Southern Hemisphere rugby. But it'll be back again, of course, Brisbane. Samu Karevi picked up the big 10-kilo block of chocolate from Cadbury for the man of the match. He deserved it.
Yes.
But I think Caden Neville was outstanding, especially when Darcy Swain was sent off. He really carried the can in the line-out. So, yeah, exciting times ahead in the game. And, going to be interesting to see how it all works itself out.
Can't wait for this weekend. And, of course, we will catch up and talk more rugby on the Sideline View. Wixie, as always, thanks, mate.
Good on you, Ben.